When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Previously on Can't Bowl, Can't Throw. Maybe it was Joe the cameraman in that interview at the very top of the podcast.
So catch of the season?
Barrett Coley.
Emerging player award?
Barrett Coley. I wish my school formal had been held at a cricket match. I probably would have actually enjoyed it and instead of hanging around being afraid of all the girls.
I wasn't approached by any men either. It's been some time.
In a week where all the hilarious Ashes banter was unfairly threatened to be put on hold simply because the World Cup was about to start, this is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
So it will be exciting to get there and actually focus our brains on playing cricket because there'll be no excuses once we get out there and get performing, that you can't fall back and say, we had to quarantine, that's why we bowled badly.
You're here with Kat Jones and Dan Libke on the Can't Bowl, Can't Throw cricket show. And you're not here with Stuart Broad, but that was Stuart Broad, wasn't it, Dan?
That was Stuart Broad explaining the one thing they won't use to explain why they've bowled poorly. It won't be the quarantine.
Could be everything else.
Could be anything else, yes.
Could easily be everything else. And we've also had James Anderson weighing in, haven't we, during the week?
So both are older fast bowlers weighing in with their thoughts.
The geriatric fast bowlers.
Jimmy decided he wanted the Australians to keep it respectable during the Ashes, he thinks.
I'm sure he does want that.
Yeah, yes. He doesn't want the traditional pre-Ashes war of words, unless it's, kind of nice and fun. So
I think it's a bit late for that.
It is a little bit late. There's been things have got a little bit heated, but Jimmy wants us all to tone it down, so that's good of him. Of course, the problem there is that, Jimmy's trying to usurp the Australia's traditional role of guarding the line.
Of course, Australia's so good at guarding the line, never gets it wrong, ever.
Yes, but Jimmy trying to take it over, it's pretty disrespectful, I think. So it all becomes very tricky.
Is that Jimmy crossing the line?
It is Jimmy crossing the line, I think. Uh-huh. Okay. Anyway, Nick Tuvey on Twitter suggested that maybe Tim Payne could just offer Joe Root a gentleman's agreement for the entirety of the series, that they just take the other team's word as to whether somebody's crossed the line or not. So I think that's probably the best solution.
That'll just be a beautiful war of words of everyone just saying, I didn't cross the line, no, you didn't cross the line, no, I did, no, you did. Yes.
Yeah. And anyway, I like the idea that we can now banter about Ashes banter. I think that's the future of it all.
Secure them jailed.
You do enough jail time to convince anyone this is no setup.
Cut deals that include some jail time?
No jail time.
He's not going to want to hear that you have endangered our operation just to get your thugs out of a little jail time.
So fantastic that Justin Langer continues to be in the news just so that we can play this segment. What has Justin Langer been doing this week?
Well, he released a quote on LinkedIn that went rather viral, and I'm not sure I'm going to read the entire quote here.
Do you follow Justin Langer on LinkedIn?
Well, I don't because sadly I don't think I've activated my LinkedIn account recently. And we did discussed last week how the players felt safe on Twitter making fun of him because they knew that wasn't his social media platform of choice. I didn't realise that LinkedIn was his social media platform of choice.
Well, I think he posts on LinkedIn because he's pretty certain that none of the Australian team are on there. I think it goes both ways.
Yeah. So are people like Justin Langer, are they LinkedIn influencers?
I don't know. What I was really amused by, though, is everyone who posted this, who obviously follows Justin Langer, was always a second contact of Justin Langer, which means you're a contact of a contact.
Yep.
There was no first contacts at all.
Yes.
Like everyone in the world is one degree of, and I had a look, and I'm a second degree contact of Justin Langer
right,
as well.
So he knows one, I think he just must know one person who knows everybody.
Yeah, maybe that one person, maybe he's only connected with one particular person.
Yeah.
But I did like that idea, and there were people alleging that he's posting on LinkedIn just as a bit of a jab at the players who are posting about him elsewhere, or just, you know, he's growing a bit weary of them having a dig at his abrasive and intense management style.
Yep. Yeah. Well, LinkedIn's the place to do it. So, I mean, the post itself, it was, how do we describe it? So it's the photo attached to it is just this man smoking a cigar.
It's effectively, what it's called is, that picture is stock image of man with beard smoking cigar, drinking whiskey in rocking chair, in brackets, I may have added this, voted Trump, close brackets. And that's the stock image that he's found. I feel like he might use this image for every single one of his posts, but I'm not certain about that. But also, the post itself is the kind of thing you'd find on Facebook. It's not actually the sort of thing you usually find on LinkedIn.
Right. Yeah. Well, I thought perhaps another source for it rather than Facebook, it might have been reminded me very much of Kylie Clark's book.
Oh, yes.
So I think he might have, and it's about as long as Kylie Clark's entire book as
it
well.
Is too.
So I think he may have just taken all the text from Kylie Clark's book, shaken it all up, and just posted it as a LinkedIn post.
Yes, and then sent it through some kind of mashed up Google editor of some other language, perhaps, because he's edited it really poorly.
Yes, yes.
It's a very weird quote, but it's sort of about being yourself and being happy and being unique, and far more suited to Facebook than LinkedIn. But he did get quite a lot of things wrong in the quote anyway, because it was, in fact, a relatively famous quote.
Yep. So who did the quote originally?
So originally it's Najwa Zibian, who's actually female, not a wise man at all. And she's a Me Too activist, and she's from Canada, I think. And her little piece of writing called A Taste of Your Own Medicine, stressing the importance of being who you are and not changing.
Yep.
And he's managed to get all of the pronouns
mixed up
and asked about in the first two or three sentences. And then he gave up because then it's verbatim. Which is very good. So, you know, the way he starts with "a wise man once said," he got that doubly wrong anyway, because as well as it being Najwa Zibian, it was also, even if he didn't know the source, it was his daughter that sent it to him. So he could have basically said, "a wise woman sent this to me," and that would have been really accurate.
Mm.
But anyway, he said he was a bit taken aback with all of the impact. He didn't expect anyone or any of his second degree contacts to have commented upon it. And apparently his daughter sent him the post when he arrived in Abu Dhabi, and he thought he would share it because he loves English literature.
Right. From Canadian.
Yes. So anyway, he got a few things wrong, but he's quite prone to doing these kinds of quotes, apparently. I didn't go too far into the history because they're all unreadable.
Yeah. You know, I just assume he's got, you know, a Friendster account somewhere as well, and he's, you know, he's going to create some distracted boyfriend meme there, and it's going to...
Well, he'd be guaranteed that no one would see it there.
Well, I don't know. You never know. So I think the distracted boyfriend meme would be, you know, the current girlfriend being Australia's performance at the T20 World Cup, and the girl in the red dress being, I don't know, something like... Yeah, some speech that the dad from the Brady Bunch gave or something.
Yeah, keep your mind on the job, JL. I also learned that Justin Langer's daughter would make a better board chair than either of the blokes who've recently resigned from it. We've had a lot of resignations, haven't we, of the board chairs?
We did, yeah. So we had a few weeks ago now, we had the England chairman resign. And then in the last week, we had the Australian chairman resign. And, I mean, maybe this is what Jimmy's worried about, all this pre-Ashes banter's getting to the chairs. That's what he's very concerned about.
Do you think the various chairs banter with each other.
Oh, I hope so. I hope they're all texting back and forth via LinkedIn or yes. know, whatever. Yes. So I mean, it does open up. We did see that Pat Cummins had a baby this week. So Pat Cummins has a new baby. And and shortly before the English chairman resigned, Joss Butler had a baby. So I think you know, start them in young. Get Pat Cummins' baby and Joss Butler's baby in there together. They could be the chairmen of the respective board.
And they make more sense than the
almost certainly yes.
Particularly when they're bantering backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
And I think you said you wanted a chair baby would be adorable. And yes. I was agreeing with you as long as it was a high chair.
Yes. Got to be safe about these things.
Yeah.
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
All right, this week we're sponsored by The Store on my website. So that's leadcricket.com/store.
So what can you buy at your store? Can you actually buy things like, I don't know, tea towels, pens,
cups?
No,
not yet. I should add all those options, shouldn't I?
You should.
I'm not sure how to do that. But anyway, you can buy copies of my first three books there, and in particular, autographed copies. So I will, you know, if you have some overwhelming desire to have me deface copies of books with my hideous scrawl, then I will do that for you in exchange for money. So this is just a way to give me money, really. So head over to my store.
You can get something for your money.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's not just throwing bad money into a vacant website.
No. You do eventually get physical.
Well, it comes in the post. It's very exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can get that by going to leadcricket.com/store. And just a little reminder that my fourth book will be in bookstores as of next week. So that's come up very rapidly. But you can still pre-order that one by going to leadcricket.com 50 great moments.
Let's play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grade Cricketer?
All right. Time for Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grade Cricketer? And this week I'm the person in control because I've decided that we're going to have a spontaneous game of Justin Langer v Matthew Hayden.
Oh, are they going to have a bat off?
Well, they're not going to bat off. No,
and I don't have to bat. Even if they're bowling, I don't want to be batting.
No, definitely not. So Justin Langer and Matthew Hayden, they're both. They're both renowned for the kind of nonsense that they sprout. So we've seen Langer this week come up with his LinkedIn quote, and Matt Hayden's no better. So the pair of them, they batted together in tests on 122 occasions.
Wow.
And one time in ODIs, a sad, lonely single time in ODIs. Oh. But they scored 6,081 runs together in tests, including 14th century partnerships at an average of 51.53, which is very impressive.
Wow.
But it still doesn't excuse all the nonsense that comes out of their mouth. So,
well, they had a long time out in the middle to be thinking up all of these quotes and coming up with all their philosophies and musings. And
yes.
Yeah.
Well, as friend of the podcast, Alex Bowden said, I can imagine teammates being doubly pleased whenever these two enjoyed a long partnership at the crease. And I think that's probably very correct. So what we're going to do for this little quiz, I'm going to read you a quote, and it's either going to be something that Justin Langer said or something Matthew Hayden said. And all you have to do is tell me which one of this fantastic opening pair for Australia said this piece of nonsense.
This should be easy.
Yeah, it should be. We'll see. All right. So question one. He's a good-looking cat. He's a brilliant athlete. He has a nice family. He's studying law. He can marry one of my daughters. Is that Justin Langer or Matthew Hayden?
Well, I'm pretty sure I remember this being Justin Langer.
Yep.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Hey.
And for a bonus point, who did he say it about?
Oh, was it Pat Cummins?
No, sadly not Pat Cummins. He said this back in 2013. He said it about Ashton Agar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Ashton Agar is actually one of the people that came out in support of his LinkedIn post. So I think Ashton really wants to play in the World Cup.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
All right, so here's the second quote. Day in, day out, this side just desperately wants to complete its skills and give itself every chance to play good cricket.
Yes, well, that's one sentence starting and another one finishing. So that does sound a bit like Matty Hayden, perhaps talking to Justin Langer.
Yeah, very possibly. But yes, you are correct. That's Matthew Hayden. So well done. Two from two.
Oh, this takes all the pressure off now. Surely I can't bomb out completely after I've got two right.
All right, here's another one. We all enjoy celebrating. What has changed now is that we have taken it to a new level in terms of dotting the I's and crossing the T's professionally.
Well, I feel like this could be a mid-pitch conversation between the two of them.
But who said it?
I think that's probably Matty Hayden.
It is indeed Matthew Hayden, yeah.
He's just slightly more articulate than Justin Langer,
is
but not by much.
Not by much.
No, I think it's the sentences are grammatically correct.
Right.
Semantically, though, they make no sense at all.
All right, here's another one. No one can make you feel anything. Feelings come from thoughts you conjure up.
I'm pretty sure that's Kylie Clark.
It is well spotted.
Okay, well, that's not fair throwing that in.
That was just a little test to see if you were paying attention.
See, I know my nonsense quotes really well.
You do? You haven't got one wrong. You've even got the joke one I threw in there. All right, just a few more to go here. It takes courage to live your dream and bounce back up when you have been knocked down. Your dreams give you the energy and inspiration to live a great life.
Well, that's quite articulate. I think that might be JL quoting his daughter.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure whether it's quoting his daughter, but it's definitely Justin Langer. So you've done very well here.
Oh, wow. I am just guessing each one of these.
Yep. You're doing very well. All right. A few more. Experience tells us that few matches are won on the back of one or two good sessions of play. To win a test match, most teams have to win and outplay the opposition for extended periods of time.
I feel like that could be Matty Hayden talking about Justin Langer.
Is that your answer?
That's my answer.
No, that one was Justin Langer, so that's your first wrong, but you're still doing very well. All right, second last one. Anyone that's got into the Australian cricket team has had to have their personal challenges met, and they've confronted those and conquered them. That's just what it means to play for Australia. That's the fabric of playing for the baggy green.
Well, that'd have to be someone, one of the two of them quoting Najwa Zibian, for sure. Probably Matty Hayden.
That's very Hayden. All right, well, last one.
Five topics in one sentence.
Yep. I think that's how you tell it's Hayden. Hayden's very much all over the place.
Yeah.
All right, last one. If you judge your friends for passing judgment on you, you're not only judging yourself, you're judging your friends for judging you, and that would be using bad judgment.
Oh, that's actually quite profound.
Yeah.
Justin Langer has the habit of repeating words, so I feel like this has to be Justin Langer.
No, that's Mike Brady from the Brady Bunch movie.
Well, Justin Langer will be marking that down, writing it down, getting a few words wrong, and posting it on LinkedIn as we speak.
Can't bowl, can't throw, coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week, the funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is gonna join the honorary board? The number one Scott Moeller Award.
So the Moeller Award is our award for the most absurd thing that happened in cricket over the past week, of course, in honour of Scotty Muller, who did silly things,
yes,
and Shane Warne and the cameraman Joe, who talked about those silly things.
I think it was just the cameraman Joe. Shane Warne had absolutely nothing to do with it. That's
why
did
we even mention his name? Yeah. Nothing to do with it at all. So we have some nominations here, don't we, Dan?
We do. We kind of alluded to this last week, but Virat Kohli's back and he's back winning polls. So that's good to hear. So Wisden had some kind of poll that I didn't even know existed until the winner was announced, and that was a poll for the winner of the ICC's T20 World Cup Greatest Moment competition. And Virat Kohli's group stage 82 not out against Australia in 2016, that was voted the winner ahead of, some trivial thing like Carlos Brathwaite hitting four sixes in the final over.
Yeah, well, there's nothing special about that four consecutive sixes in the last over to win a match compared to
a World Cup.
Anything about Virat Kohli.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't even close. Kohli's innings got 68% of the vote. Absolute thrashing. So, yeah, I mean, we will never forget Virat Kohli's, 81 not out against New Zealand in
the group stage.
Yeah, very exciting.
It is important to realise that Virat Kohli is a required answer in every single poll. I was helping my son with his vet exams last night, the engineering exam, and Virat Kohli was one of the options in the multi-choice section for at least four or five of the questions.
And so to save time, he just knows to select that one.
Like, yeah, that's right.
It's
always correct.
Yep.
And also, I did a flash forward into the future, and Virat Kohli's appearance waving from the dressing room balcony in game one of the group stage is also going to be voted the greatest moment of, the 2060 World Cup, for sure.
So congratulations to Virat Kohli, who is truly the Boaty McBoatface of world cricket, isn't he? Kohli McColeface, I'm going to call him from now on.
Kohli McColeface has a good ring to it.
Yeah. Next nomination, what have we got?
We've got the WBBL starting back up in Tasmania, which is fantastic, the Women's Big Bash, and they've changed their sponsors.
Yes.
They were Rebel. They were sponsored by Rebel for quite some time, and they were never sponsored by any of your books, by the way.
No,
So I think that's a missed opportunity,
it
Dan.
Yep.
definitely. But now they've moved from Rebel to Weber.
Yes.
How many word letter changes do we have to go to get just from Rebel to Weber?
Just a couple, I think. I think the middle section's all good. You've
just got the first letter and the last letter.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
But it is a little bit confusing because they do sound very similar. So yeah. I suggested that maybe we needed some kind of transition between the two different sponsors, some kind of transition period portmanteau.
Yeah.
And it does work quite well because you could actually have the Webble, yes, WBBL, so the Webble Wibble.
Yeah, of course. That's a nice ring to it.
Yeah, so we'll probably cover the WBBL in greater detail on this at some point going ahead. But yes.
We've only had a couple of games so far. No point getting in too early. We don't really know.
Apart from that.
And there's been a super over. So the next nomination, we've had Virat Kohli, we've had the Webble. And we can make a good tongue twister out of that. And now I'm going to nominate Josh Hazlewood.
Josh Hazlewood. What did he do?
Well, he was in the IPL. Mm-hmm. IPL is finished, by the way, just while we've been talking. It was a bit of a fizzer in the end, but Chennai Super Kings won. And Hazlewood was playing for them.
Mm-hmm.
He only played for them, though, in the second half, in the reboot.
Second half specialist.
Yeah, second half specialist. He also played for CSK in 2010, 2011, 2018 and 2021.
So okay.
Don't know what happened in between there, but that's what he's listed as on their website. And he was he cost them 2 crore, which is $250,000 roughly.
Yep.
And anyway, he played not only 9 matches, but he managed to come in and win the championship. Yeah. Well, effectively, I don't know if he won the championship for them, although he did have a very good match. But he came in and got to take home the cup with the rest of his team from only really playing a few matches.
Yep, he did really well. How many runs did he score?
Okay, so he didn't face a ball.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't score a run, and he took 1 catch.
Yep.
Oh, so, you know, busy. He doesn't have to do much in the season, but his main role, of course, was bowling. So he bowled out nearly all of his overs. He took 11 wickets. His best bowling was 3 for 24. And I reckon he was better value than some of the other players.
Mm,
so only 2 crore, he was probably better value than Morris, who went for 16.
Yep.
Maxwell.
Is Morris worth 8 Josh Hazlewoods?
Yeah. What would you choose, Dan? 1 Morris or?
I'd definitely have 8 Josh Hazlewoods.
Yeah, right. So then we have, particularly if you can have them all bowling at once or fielding at once.
Yep.
What about batting, though?
Batting, you're in trouble.
8 times 0 is zero.
Zero, yeah.
Right. So Maxwell, 14. He went for 14. So he was 7 times as good as Josh. Riley Meredith, 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not even close, that one.
No, not even close. So Hazlewood, he's in the squad, right, for the T20 World Cup?
Yep.
So who does – Hazlewood has to be played now after this spectacular performance in the winning IPL side. So who does Hazlewood replace, do you think, in the T20 World Cup squad for
Steve
Australia?
Smith?
Yeah.
Because I have a theory. I have a theory that the reason I asked about his batting is that Hazlewood actually has his T20 international stats. He's batted on 4 occasions for 19 runs at an average of 9.5. That doesn't sound that great, but being a number 11, he doesn't get many opportunities. But his strike rate is 172.72. So he sounds like a pinch hitter to me. Get him up the order.
I think you'll find he might be a pinch edge through slips for 4 hitter.
Doesn't matter. They all count. And Crick Info also helpfully told me when I went to check him out that he has the 8th highest score by a number 11 in a T20 international. That's 13 not out. So
that has to be worth at least 14 crore in the next IPL auction for sure. So that's any other nominations from you for the Muller?
That's all I've got.
I think you have to choose this one. It's either Virat Kohli,
the WBBL. Well, it's a poll, isn't it? Yeah, are we putting this out to a poll?
I think we're putting it to a poll of one person, and that one person is you. But who wins?
Well, then it must be Virat Kohli. Coalface himself.
Congratulations, Virat Kohli, for winning the Muller. Every time you're in a poll, you may well make it into our podcast. But that is the end of the podcast. You've been listening to Dan Liebke and Kat Jones. I'm at CricketBatCat. Dan is at Lieb Cricket, L-I-E-B Cricket. And you need to come and search for us on Facebook at Can't Bowl Throw on Twitter. And anything else, Dan?
No, don't forget to go to my store, liebcricket.com/store. Buy stuff, give me money, and we'll speak to you all next week.
See ya.
Sports Social Podcast Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.